Hello, friends. Welcome to I Choose to Be Happy podcast. I'm Olgi. How are you? I'm going to talk about a topic that many of my followers have requested, and I want to dedicate this topic to my beautiful friends. Friends that have been in my life for so many years, some good friends I met recently, but I just want to let you know that you are all special to me. Friendship is a state of enduring intimacy, trust, and affection between two people. Friends may share similar goals or understand one another on a deeper level. In my research from sources across the web, including the Encyclopedia Britannica, I found out that the main characteristics of a good friendship are loyalty, empathy, honesty, trustworthy, supportive, kindness, generosity, humor, and respect. Loyalty is one of the most important qualities of a good friend. You need to know that this person will stick by your side no matter what. Empathy involves understanding each other's emotions and experiences. And a good friend easily does this for you. It is the capacity to place oneself in another person's position. Honesty. An honest friend will tell you the truth in a kind way. For example, they will tell you that your singing is bad and you should look for an alternative career. Remember, it's not what you say, but how you say things. I personally welcome constructive criticism. I don't appreciate destructive comments, and I'm pretty sure you don't either. Trustworthy is a person who is there for you. A true friend won't gossip about you or try to damage your reputation or try to steal your girlfriend, your friend, your boyfriend, or your job. Whether it is your secret crush or a problem you have at school or home, everyone has, even if it's small, secrets. You need to be able to trust that your secrets are not going to be divulged. To have a supportive friend is to have a friend who can display genuine happiness when you achieve your goals, you know, without envy or anger. A true friend will help you through pitfalls too. It is there for you when you make a mistake. Real friends support one another and share their needs. On the other hand, a kind friend will be there for you when you need help. It will offer you emotional support and give you time, provide you with resources if you need them. Healthy friends respect their friend as a unique individual with their own thoughts, wants, needs, and emotions. They respect their time, boundaries, and feelings. Respect is one of the foundations you need for a healthy friendship. Without it, you don't have much going for you. A good friend will respect your time too and understand you're a busy person or you need space to decompress. Maybe you are too overwhelmed to talk, but they can understand that you are not available all the time. A good friend may also use humor to make you feel better with laughter. When you get together, you may have a good laugh remembering old experiences or any shared experiences that were funny. Generosity is the virtue of being liberal in giving, often as gifts, giving time, sharing your knowledge, your wisdom. It is regarded as a virtue by various world religions and philosophies. The benefits of friendship according to Healthline are less loneliness and less social isolation. Also reduce stress. Do you sometimes wonder why you have a hard time meeting new friends? I read that some factors that might make it more challenging for you to make friends include having social anxiety disorder, being an introvert who prefers solitude, or not enjoying the company of people. Or sometimes you just don't know where to look for new friends. People who are uncomfortable with others or prefer to be alone may have a hard time maintaining friendships. Personality issues such as being pushy, too talkative, or too controlling can be off-putting to others. If a person is too opinionated, this might turn off a potential friend. In my opinion, when you meet someone new, it's better to listen to them than to be the one doing all the talking. When you're at work, be careful with oversharing. Sometimes people smile at you, but with experience, I learned that not everybody that smiles at you is your friend. New generation tells me that they rely heavily on meeting new friends or finding friends online and on social media platforms. How to make good new friends? Getting involved in an activity you enjoy is a great way of meeting new people. Help others. Be a great listener. Show you are open with your body language. Just give it a try. Be a good friend. Choose good friends. I also suggest to volunteer work at companies or organizations with causes that interest you. I also heard that there are some traveling tours or cruise lines for single people with ages of your choice, or for married people if you happen to be married, or just for families with young children, all kinds of cruise lines available out there. There are generational differences in meeting new friends. There are pros and cons of meeting someone online versus in person. Do you agree? While both methods have their pros and cons, meeting in person allows for more authentic communication, gives you control over the time and the place, and allows you to gauge a person's trustworthiness and intentions. Online interactions can be convenient and accessible, but they lack the nuances of real-life interaction. Meeting face-to-face establishes stronger relationships. It shows you're willing to go the extra mile to get to know someone. It builds trust, and it shows that you value that relationship. One of the biggest cons of an online friendship, however, is the uncertainty that comes along with it. Some of the positives include growing a social network, gaining new friends, and having a sense of safety and control. However, some of the drawbacks to dating online include the time, effort, lack of success, unwanted, inappropriate communication. When you meet someone online, there is also a risk of people misrepresenting themselves. Face-to-face meetings make it easier to communicate effectively by providing participants with non-verbal cues and the ability to ask questions. Face-to-face meetings decreases the likelihood of misinterpreted text, emails, or other forms of communications. Have you ever experienced a friend betraying you? Well, what do you say to a friend who just broke your trust? Well, be open and honest with them. Don't hold things back to preserve their feelings. You can say something like, "I have forgiven you for what you did, but you cannot do it again. It hurts my feelings. It makes me feel betrayed, and it's just not what I want in a friend." An unhealthy friendship begins to feel very one-sided, and you don't trust them to keep your confidences. Instead of making you feel happy and confident, toxic friendships can negatively impact your physical and emotional well-being. Unhealthy friendships drag you down. They deplete your energy. What are the signs of a toxic friendship? A toxic friend puts you down, gossips about you, apologizes without sincerity, makes you feel nervous, leave you unsettled. They lack empathy, lack appreciation. They compare you to other people. Put themselves front and center always, not talking enough or voicing controversial ideas to make you feel uncomfortable. They try to change you. Okay, my friends, I hope these tips help you. Thank you for listening to I Choose to Be Happy podcast. I appreciate it if you follow me on Instagram at I Choose to Be Happy, ICHOOSE, 2, B as in beautiful, HAPPY, and share my podcast and Insta link with others. Would love to hear your suggestions and feedback. You may write me on my Insta at I Choose to Be Happy. I will read and reply to your messages. Wish you a healthy, peaceful, happy, and prosperous week. Hugs.